The UC Climate Solutions Channel, an online hub for the latest research and best practices from the University of California to address the impacts of climate change. See how you can help at uctv.tv/climatesolutions.
So thank you all for giving me the opportunity to come share the project that I proposed as the faculty development, as the Faculty Climate Champion Project. The project focused on development of a health professions curriculum on environmental sustainability and health for all health professions. What I am going to do is I'm going to talk specifically about the case of medicine because I've been able to accomplish the most there. However, the other professions are in progress, and I'll touch upon that a little bit. I also want to acknowledge I have had a group of collaborators who have been very key to this, so I want to acknowledge their role as well in this project. So health professionals will be called upon to bear to care for patients who bear the burden of disease from the impact of climate change and ecologically irresponsible practices. In addition, these professionals will work within the wasteful, high eco-footprint healthcare system, which still really has to embrace a culture of responsibility and hasn't done so. So our healthcare professionals really are in a position to move health and healthcare towards a culture of greater ecological responsibility and, as a consequence, improve patient and public health. But these professionals must first be able to recognize the connection between sustainability and health and their responsibility and capacity as healthcare professionals in changing the status quo. So with that in mind, and I think Tom said it very nicely, is that education, we defined education on environmental sustainability and health as education about the impact of environment on health, as well as education about the impact of health, the healthcare industry, on the environment. This is just a general snapshot of what curriculum in this area looks like. There really isn't very much. Much of what's out there in the health professions is really elective material, very few core content that deals with climate, sustainability, and health. Most of the work today has been done in medicine and in nursing. In pharmacy, dentistry, and physical therapy, these are the schools that I'm focusing on because those are the schools at UCSF. The work really has been primarily globally on sustainable clinical care provision, but not really transcended into education. So there's a varying amount of work that needs to be done in each of the professions to put together this curriculum. So the aim of this project was to develop, I will refer to it as ESH, so Environmental Sustainability and Health Curriculum, for the health professions, and I will focus on medicine and what's been done to date. I am in the School of Medicine as well, so some of my clout there has made it easier to get more accomplished. To develop this curriculum, we drew on a curriculum development model proposed by Kern and colleagues, and I'm not going to go into great detail other than to show you that there's four steps involved in developing a curriculum, to develop a systematic curriculum: identifying needs, considering what the objectives should be, focusing on educational strategies that work best, and then actually implementing it and evaluating the curriculum and refining it. So in medicine, for the first three steps, to develop the needs, which was the very first step, we drew on what was existing in the literature. In the United Kingdom, the General Council has put together a group of academics and community physicians and students who have actually developed a set of priority learning objectives that all medical students and medical, even postgraduate medicine, should draw on. So we actually took those objectives and we supplemented those with the UCSF Academic Senate Committee on Sustainability objectives that were developed about a decade ago to create a comprehensive set of 21 objectives that we then wanted to validate. And so we did so through a modified Delphi process, which I'm happy to share with you greater details about if you're interested post this discussion. But what we did was we sent the objectives out to experts identified globally who were in the academic or community setting. And we asked them to rate the importance of each objective and then the timing within the medical education continuum, so starting from pre-medical all the way until postgraduate training, that these objectives should be taught. In the third phase, we interviewed also experts as well as students on how to teach and where to introduce each of these objectives into the curriculum. very briefly, I'm not going to go into great detail on this. Like I said, I'm happy to talk about with any of you the details greater post this. But we found that of our 21 objectives, 15 of them achieved a statistic which indicated that they were acceptable for inclusion in curriculum, in the medical education curriculum. We classified all of these objectives, all 21 of them, into the three sort of broad areas that were defined by the UK Sustainable Healthcare Education Network. So the very first area was the doctor, a scholar, or scientist. So that's a physician's ability to be able to describe how the environment and human health interact at different levels. All the objectives in this area were deemed as critical and were included as a part of those that we would move forward with. In the second phase, in the second group of objectives, those focused on doctor as practitioner. So the physician being able to demonstrate the knowledge and skills needed to improve environmental sustainability of health care systems. And the third area was doctor as professional. That's the ability of the physician to be able to discuss how the duty of a doctor to protect and promote health is shaped by dependence of human health on the local and global environment. And you can see the objectives that fall into these. The six objectives that didn't make it into this final sort of round of objectives belong to the last two categories. And in terms of statistics, it wasn't that they were deemed unimportant, but they just didn't quite make the cut. In terms of timing in medical education, our experts noted that there really wasn't an exclusive time to teach this content, that it really should kind of come back over and over again through a spaced education type of training. There were some times that were deemed important or better than others to teach certain content. So, for example, we had an objective that was the mechanisms by which human health is affected by environmental change, and 50% of our experts felt that that would be best taught in the preclinical years of medical education. The preclinical years, for those of you who are not familiar with this, are actually the first 1.5 to 2 years of medical school, depending on the school that you're at, and they're primarily classroom-based, although some of that is shifting, but it's primarily classroom-based. That was seen as the most important time to include some of this content, and the actual definition of environmental sustainability and what it means to be sustainable, experts felt was a prerequisite to entering medical school. So that really does lend validity to this discussion of how it's important, like Tom said, how it's important for our learners to be able to completely understand what all of these concepts are. In terms of educational strategies, our experts felt that the best way to include this content would be to build linkages between existing curriculum, that there really isn't much new that needs to be done, but that the content needs to be emphasized and placed in the context of what's already being taught. So, for example, when teaching our medical students microbiology, that would be an opportune time to talk about how the spread of disease is altering with shifts in climate. The local context was seen as critical to helping our learners learn. So one of the things suggested was, for example, experiential learning, field trips into the community to see how climate and environmentally irresponsible practices have impacted health. And then finally, building partnerships with existing groups. So, for example, in the community or in an academic setting or with the healthcare system was seen as very important to this education. One of the recommendations made was building partnership with our Center for High Value Care. This is a group that focuses on providing quality care at the same time minimizing waste. And so that kind of linkage would be very critical to education. Instructional strategies, again, the preclinical years were seen as critical. Many of our participants felt that that's when students are the most eager, and so really helping them understand the impact of climate on health and presenting that framework to them was very important. Embedding it into existing small group work or clinical practice was seen as fine to do. There just was a sort of a sense that there should be a single unifying lecture that brings it all together and helps place for the learner in context what all this information is. Two other suggestions were building personal stories, personal compelling stories into the education of our learners, and then leaving our learners with actionable steps with which they can move forward as health professionals and alter the course of what they do. In terms of implementation, it has worked very well in the School of Medicine because we are entering a whole new curriculum starting in the fall of 2016. I've been able to work with the course leadership to have this content included, and I've targeted primarily content leaders, certain areas, infectious diseases, organ systems, life cycles, even clinical skills instruction. For example, to take an occupational and environmental history and how to best do that, to include this information in their curriculum starting in the fall. We are starting a new sort of thread of the curriculum. It's being called the Inquiry Curriculum. It focuses primarily on teaching our medical students about what's at the science that's at the edge. So where are the things that we still don't know much about in caring for patients? And climate change really fits very opportunely in the inquiry thread. And so there will be a small group that will be devoted primarily to climate change and health, and there will be a lecture that will bring this all together for our learners. All this is set to occur for our first-year medical students in the March of 2017. And finally, we will be running what's going to be called an inquiry mini-course, which is an elective, essentially, for our learners. And it actually capitalizes on an elective that a few of our medical students created a couple of years ago and ran in January of 2017. And so with that in mind, we're hoping to make this critical content beyond UCSF available to others, institutions, to guide their work. The School of Pharmacy is the school that we've been working with next to sort of get their curriculum figured out, nursing, and then dentistry and physical therapy. Thank you very much for your time.